Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Western High School, just on the outskirts of Kokomo. Official area, we are in Rushville, Indiana, girls basketball on a Tuesday night. Tonight it's the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies as they travel to do battle with the East Division matchup, the Western Lady Panthers. We'll talk about a little bit about each school. We'll mention first, for the visiting team on the scoreboard, that's the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Back home, Hamilton Heights has a school enrollment of 731. Their class 3A, sectional 24. There are seven in their sectional. Their sectional will happen at Hamilton Heights High School. In their sectional, Hamilton Heights, they're currently 12-3. Jay County, a good foe of Hamilton Heights. Jay County, 15-1. Delta, the Lady Eagles, are 6-10. Yorktown, the Lady Tigers, are 7-8. Frankton, the Lady Eagles, are 11-5. Centerville, they're currently 4 wins, 8 losses. Newcastle, looking for their first win. They played 16 games. 11:34 on the pregame clock. We'll mention Hamilton Heights principal is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. The athletic office manager, that's Lee Ann Moffitt. Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can dial them up by telephone at 317-984-3551. On the web, you can find them at hhscpuskies.org. They wear the colors orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference made up of 10 teams. They have an East Division and a West Division. Tonight is an East Division matchup. We'll mention in the East, they currently stack up like this. Northwestern currently 3-0 in the East Division. They're 12-3 overall. Western, they're 1-0 in the East. They are 13-4 overall. Hamilton Heights, they're 1-1 in the East Division. They're 12-3 overall. The Tipton Lady Devils, they're 1-2 in the East. They're 11-5 overall. The Lewis Cass Kings, the Lady Kings are 0-3 in the East Division. They're 6-11 overall. In the West Division of the Hoosier Conference, at the top, Twin Lakes. They've been there quite a while. They're 4-0. They've already won the West Division. They'll play the winner of the East Division in the Hoosier crossover game that's just around the corner. We'll mention Twin Lakes overall, 18 wins. They have not been beat. Benton Central, they're 2-1. They're 14-5 overall. Lafayette Central Catholic, they're 1-1. They're 11-6 overall. West Lafayette, the Lady Red Devils, are 0-2 in the East. In the West, they're 13-4 overall. Rensselaer Central, the Lady Bombers, are 0-3 in the West. They're 9-7 overall. As mentioned, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies are 12-3 on the season, 1-1 in the East. The Lady Huskies, per ball game, they average 41.5 points offensively. The head coach is Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry working in year number 7 at Hamilton Heights. 111 wins, 51 losses. The next game on the agenda after tonight for Hamilton Heights. They'll play Thursday night. They picked up a game. It's going to be Thursday, the 12th of January. It'll be a 6 o'clock and a 7:30 varsity. Greenwood Lady Woodmen will be at Hamilton Heights Thursday night, the 12th. If you can't make it, you can tune in to putmeinsports.com. We'll talk a little bit about the home team on the scoreboard. That's the Western Lady Panthers. They have a school enrollment of 840. The school was founded in 1949. The gym capacity right here at Western High School, 3,304. They're also Class 3A. They're in Sectional 22. There are seven in their sectional. Their sectional will happen at Benton Central High School. In their sectional, Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes currently 18 wins, no losses. Western, 13-4. North Montgomery, 3-15. West Lafayette, 13-4. Benton Central, 14-5. Rensselaer Central, 9-7. And Frankfort, 2-15. We'll mention the Western High School. The principal is Jacqueline Berkshire. The athletic director, he is a gentleman. Like working with him, that's Michael Horseman. He's a graduate right here from Western High School. Athletic secretary is Debbie Wilson. What a quality lady. You might have seen her taking tickets at the front door. Well, mentioned Western High School is located at 2600 South, 600 West, Rusheville, Indiana, 46909. If you are unaware, Mr. Phil Waddell grew up in Rusheville. He worked for his dad right here at the IGA. He told me in an interview one time he learned quite a bit by working for his dad at the IGA. I believe he would. Well, maybe you can dial Western by telephone at 765-883-5541. You can reach them by on the web at WHSPanthers.com. They wear the colors black, gray, and white. They also perform in the Hoosier Conference. As mentioned, they're in East Division. And this today's game is a Hoosier Conference East Division matchup. We'll remind you, Western Panthers are currently 13 wins, 4 losses. They're 1-0 in the East Division. Their head coach is Misty Oliver. Misty Oliver, what a quality lady. She talked with Putney in Sports before the ball game. Well, mentioned there, she's 13 wins, 4 losses, working in her first year at Western High School. She's an overall, she's a one-year coach on the way. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for the Western Panthers. Also going to be this Thursday, the 12th of January. They'll have a 6 o'clock and a 7:30 for the varsity. The Lewis Cass Lady Kings will be right here at Western High School to battle with the Lady Panthers. And that is an East Division matchup. About 5 minutes left here in the pregame. We'll talk a little bit about Hoosier Conference game night. There are 5 games slated for tonight, Tuesday, January 10th. We'll make it a 7:30 contest. 2-16 on the season. That's the Eastern Lady Comets. They're at the Tipton Lady Devils tonight. The Lady Devils are 11-5. Another 7:30 ball game tonight. It's right here. 12-3 Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Right here with the 13-4 Western Lady Panthers. And the third 7:30 contest tonight is 11-6 Central Catholic Lady Knights. The West Division matchup in the conference, they are at 13-4 West Lafayette Red Devils. That may be a good matchup. A 7 o'clock start tonight. 1-15 Lafayette Jets Lady Broncos. They are at 14-5 Benton Central Bison. And another 7:30 start, the 5th game on the agenda here tonight. 18-0 Twin Lakes Lady Indians are at Culver Academy Lady Eagles at 10-5. Should be a good matchup. That's 4 non-conference teams, non-conference games I'll mention, in 1 Hoosier West Division matchup. Right there in front of me right now is Mr. Michael Horseman. And we'll see if he wants to talk. I don't know if he wants to talk on microphone. He has spoken with Putney in Sports before. Football game, he's busy on the agenda right now. He's doing his occupation. We'll talk a little bit about team leaders. These are team leaders for Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies and Western Lady Panthers. We'll talk about the points per game average. Points per game for Hamilton Heights. The leader is number 10, Cameron Renner. For Western, it's number 12, Chloe Hunt. Chloe Hunt, 13.2 per game. Cameron Renner, 18.3. In the rebound department, Hamilton Heights, number 10, Cameron Renner, 6.1 rebounds per game average. For Western, number 33, Carolyn Long, 7.1 rebounds per game average. In the assist department, assist per game average, Hamilton Heights, it's number 2, Ella Hickok, 4.1 assists per game average. Number 12, Chloe Hunt. For Western, 2.8 assists per ball game. In the steals department, steals per game for Hamilton Heights, Cameron Renner. She wears number 10, 2.6 steals per game. For Western, number 12, Chloe Hunt, 3.5 steals per ball game. In the block shot department, not a lot of block shots this department. We'll mention Ella Hickok, leads the Huskies. She wears number 2 with 0.3 block shots per game. For Western, number 33, Carolyn Long, 0.8 block shots per contest. About a minute and a half left here. We'll mention 2022-23 common opponents. Between these two teams, Western, Hamilton Heights. Common opponents this year are North Miami, the Lady Warriors, Kokomo, Lady Wildcats, Lewis Taft, Lady Kings, Northwestern, Lady Tigers, and Tipton, Lady Devils. We'll mention both teams haven't played each team. We'll mention Western has played Tipton twice, once earlier in the season, 11-18. That was November 18th. Western got the win, 48-39. Western played Tipton just a couple of days after Christmas. On the 27th, Western got the win again, 56-51. Hamilton Heights are going to play Tipton this weekend. They're going to play them on Saturday, 14th day of January. They'll play Tipton in an East Division matchup. That could have implications. We'll mention Hamilton Heights and Western have each played Kokomo. Hamilton Heights got the win on the 13th of December, 44-30. Western got the win on December 6th. It was 57-46. That could be a little bit of a barometer for this ball game. We'll mention Hamilton Heights did beat North Miami, 45-43. Western was defeated by North Miami, 61-58. We're going to have our national anthem here momentarily. Public address, talking to us right now. They're very good right here. And should say Aaron Hyman, athletic director here at Western. Say what, I was prepping for about four games. I'm not quite done yet. Three girls games, one boys game. We'll mention the principal here at Western is Steve Edwards. And I apologize. We're going to stand for the national anthem. National anthem. That's
one time, everybody in the whole gym are on the same page. Absolutely. We'll mention the starting lineup for tonight's ball game. First, for the visiting Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Let's start like this. Number two, 5'6" junior Ella Hickok. She averages 7.1 per contest. Wearing number 10, a 5'9" junior Cameron Runner, averages 18.3 per game. Wearing number 20, a 5'4" senior Haley Roten, she averages 7.5 per game. Number 23, a 5'7" junior Cassidy Schaefel, averaging 2.9. And wearing number 24, 5'9" junior Hatley Cherry, she got 5 points in the last ballgame. That was versus Northwestern. Head coach is Keegan Cherry. Now for the Western Lady Panthers. Just said it like this. We have three girls in double figures. Wearing number 12, 5'7" junior Chloe Hunt, averaging 13.2 per ballgame. Number 13, a 5'5" junior, Mackenzie York. She averages 11.8 points per ballgame. Number 22, 5'8" junior, Haley Turner. She averages 9.7 per ballgame. Wearing number 33, 6-foot senior, Carolyn Long. She averages 10.4 per ballgame. And wearing number 42, a 5'9" junior, McKenna Smith, she averages 7.1. The head coach for the Western Lady Panthers is Misty Oliver. We'll mention the Western Lady Panthers have 4 seniors, 5 juniors. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, 2 seniors, 5 juniors, and 3 sophomores, along with 1 freshman. That's number 13, Macy Smith. Getting ready to tip it off right now. Hamilton Heights, Cameron Runner, going to tip it off against number 42, McKenna Smith. 5'9 versus 5'9. Both of them are juniors. 7:30 on the dot. Here comes the tip. Nice toss. Tip goes to the backcourt slightly. Ella Hickok, first possession, Hamilton Heights. She'll work on the left side, Cameron Runner behind the arc, being guarded there by Mackenzie York. They're working back to the top right there, Kaylee Roten. She'll get rid of it back left side. Cameron Runner works to the corner, Ella Hickok. Baseline, have the cherry back out to Hickok behind the arc. Cross-court tip pass, Kaylee Roten. Out top, 3-point shot in the air, got it. Cameron Runner, first 3 points in tonight's ballgame. See the front court on the dribble. 13, Mackenzie York, down in the center circle. She'll work at left side, Chloe Hunt. Chloe Hunt going to dribble back out, center it up. She'll work at left side. That's 22, Kaylee Turner. She'll work at right side, Mackenzie York to the corner. 42, McKenna Smith. She'll work it back out top on the dribble. Mackenzie York to the corner. She'll dribble it out of there. That's 42, McKenna Smith. She'll be tipped to the backcourt by Cameron Runner. They'll retrieve it. Retrieved there by 22, Kaylee Turner. They're working in the paint. Turnaround jumper, rims around, wouldn't go. Shot taken by 33, Carolyn Long. Hamilton Heights with the rebound, back the other direction. Outside the arc, Ella Hickok. 3-point shot is good. Hickok for 3. 6-0 contest, 6:38 left. We're in the first quarter. We're at Western High School in Roosevelt. Works just outside the paint, jump shot. Carolyn Long would go. Rebound putback wouldn't go. Ball's loose in the corner. It's going to be retrieved by Chloe Hunt. So we set the offense. So we're going back to going to lane. Cross it over. 13, Mackenzie York. Going to lose the handle. Ball goes out of bounds. Going to belong to Hamilton Heights. Going to be brought in 84 feet away. Cameron Runner, full court press. Going to pass, break the press. Haley Rope to the front court. She'll bounce it back out. Ella Hickok on the dribble. She'll work it out top. Going to work it down in the paint. Schaefel back out from the Cameron Runner back to Schaefel in the right corner baseline. Guarding her quickly is 33, Carolyn Long. They'll kick it back around. They go left corner baseline back out top to Kaylee Roten. Back left side, they go to the corner with it. They get the ball back from Ella Hickok and Cameron Runner resets the offense back to Ella. Works it out top, Kaylee Roten. Cassidy Schaefel. Work it out top, Ella Hickok. She'll work the left side behind the arc. Camera runner to the baseline, Hadley Cherry. She'll pick up a drill right there, and McKenna Smith in her face in a hurry. They're working through the corner. They'll work it back out. Ella Hickok to the baseline. Truck it back over. Two-point shot opposite baseline. Wouldn't go. Cassidy Schakel back the other direction on the dribble. Western Lady Kansas. Cross-court skip pass, 22, Kaylee Turner. Shot goes in. It's going to count. She's going to get one more. They're going to whistle a foul on number 10, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner picked up the first foul in tonight's ballgame. At the free throw line for Western, 33, Carolyn Long, going for a three-point play. Shot on the way, rimmed around, wouldn't go. Rebound, Cameron Runner. She'll bring it from the backcourt. She'll pass it up ahead outside the arc. Kaylee Roten. She'll take a shot inside the arc. Two-point shot. Kaylee Roten. 8-2 contest. Lady Huskies in front. Kaylee Roten helping her average behind the two-point area. Starting there at 27% tonight. So they'll work it back out top. They'll work it left side behind the arc. Three-point shot on the way. Got it. 22, Kaylee Turner. Western three-pointer. It's 8-5. Lady Huskies by three. Full-court pressure. They'll pass and beat the press to Cassidy Schakel. She'll work the right side at Cameron Runner. They'll work it inside the paint, outside the edge. Heavy Cherry trying to pass out of there. Bounce pass going to be intercepted. Number 12, Chloe Hunt. Chloe to the front court. They're going to whistle a foul. Chloe Hunt going to turn her hand right there. Foul's going to be whistled on number 2, Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok has one. Huskies have 2-0 thus far for Western. 4:15 clock moving. Cross the lane there. Two-point shot wouldn't go. Shot taken by 13, Mackenzie York. There's going to be a timeout in the backcourt. Lady Huskies call the timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by TripsandFishers.com. Since 1983, great cars, great prices, great customers. You can reach them at their dealership in Fishers at 317-842-2228. They have 2 Hamilton County locations, one in Fishers, one in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana. That's between Noblesville and Westfield along State Road 32. You can explore their quality, used car inventory, TripsandFishers.com, FRITV. Ball's going to be inbound by the Lady Huskies. Cameron Runner brings it in. Ella Hickok back to Cameron. Pressure in the backcourt. They're going to pass across the timeline. Cassie Schakel should get it back to Cameron Runner. She'll bounce it right side behind the arc. Kaylee Roten. Guarding Kaylee is Mackenzie York. So we're going to round the perimeter. Hadley Cherry back out top. Three-point shot on the way. Good. Lady Huskies. Kaylee Roten and the Lady Huskies are 3-for-3. Three-point land here in the first quarter. The 11-5 contest. Lady Huskies by 6. 3:34 on the game clock. They'll bounce it back around and go right side. She'll bring the ball back out. That's 12, Chloe Hunt. She'll dish it off, 42, McKenna Smith. It's going to be a kick call. It's going to be intentional. They give the ball back to Western. They'll bring it in left of the bucket on their own baseline. She'll be brought in right down low. They'll get it to 13, Mackenzie York. She'll bring it back around. Caroline Long. Will be a blocking foul, setting up, trying to draw the charge. And the official calls it a different way than the Huskies bench thought. So they're going to whistle this foul on number 20, Kaylee Roten. She has one. Lady Huskies with 3. Western yet to commit a foul here in the first quarter. To go baseline. Shot off the mark, wouldn't go. There'll be a foul whistle. Shot was taken by 22, Kaylee Turner. She went over the back trying to get the rebound. She'll pick up the personal foul. First foul of the first half. We're in the first quarter. First foul on Western. 3:12 left. Clock moving, 11-5. Western providing pressure in the backcourt. They'll pass out of it to the front court. It gets to Hadley Cherry, back to Ella Hickok. Now back to Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going to back pedal. She'll reset the offense near the center circle. She'll get it back to Ella Hickok. She'll work the left side, Kaylee Rosen. Rosen's going to bring it back out. Ella Hickok on the dribble. She'll cross over outside the arc. Kaylee Rosen back to Cameron Runner outside the arc. Cassidy Schenkel. She'll pass it back outside to Kaylee Rosen. Try to pass it down low. A check pass picked off by 22 Kaylee Turner. Back the other direction. 2-point bucket good. Chloe Hunt scores on the Husky turnover. 11-7. Lady Huskies by 4. 2:22 left. We're in the first quarter. Varsity contest. The JV contest was won by Hamilton Heights. So we're going to see the elbow right side. Kathy Schagel has the carry cross court pass to the corner. Kaylee Roten, 3-point shot is good. Kaylee Roten for 3. She leads the Huskies with a 37% average behind the arc. It'll be a full 60-second timeout. Kaylee Roten now 32 for 83 from 3-point land on the season. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997. Specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. Second buzzer. Going to bring it in. Going to bring it from the backcourt. Western Lady Panthers. Going to toss it in. Going to walk it to the sideline. That's number 13, Mackenzie York. She'll work the left side. In the ballgame, 31, Lauren Bradley, 5'7 junior for Western. They'll bring it back outside. They'll move the ball around. 42, Caroline Long. In the paint, off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Shot taken by Chloe Hunt. Rebound, Lady Huskies. Crossing the sideline, pretty good pace. Ella Hickok, short her right side behind the arc. Kaylee Roten back out to Cameron Runner. She'll dribble in. High dribble off the glass. She'll take that high dribble layup and got it off the glass. And these officials, pretty astute with their non-whistle. 1:18 on the game clock. Cross court, they're working back out. That's 13, Mackenzie York. To the corner, 3-point shot is good. Credit to bucket, Western Lady Panther, number 12, Chloe Hunt for 3. 16-10. Couple of Lady Huskies going to check in at the next dead ball. Stationary dribble out top. Cameron Runner. She'll work it in the, inside the arc. 20. Kaylee Roden back out top. Ella Hickok. Right side long. 3-point shot. Wouldn't go. Cameron Runner. Ball skipped away. It was rebounded by Hadley Sherry, tipped away by 31 Lauren Bradley. Let's go back the other direction, off the glass. Left side of the glass, number 12, Chloe Hunt. 4-point ball game. Lady Huskies 16-12. In the front court, Kathy Schakel. Going to lose the handle. It's tipped out of her hands, goes out of bounds. We'll stay in the front court. Checking in for the Lady Huskies is number 3, Katie Brown. Taking a breather at 23, Cassidy Schakel. 26.6 left. Lady Huskies basketball in the front court. Cameron Runner brings it in. Hadley Cherry. She gets it back to Cameron. Cameron's going to dribble baseline. It'll be a blocking foul. They're going to call a foul on the floor. Looked like she had released the basketball. But they're going to bring the ball in left of the bucket on the baseline. They're going to whistle this foul on 42, McKenna Smith. 5'9 junior. Team foul number 2 will be brought in. Behind the arc, Katie Brown back to Kaylee Roten. Right side, she'll get it to Ella Hickok. She'll take a 3. Shot is good. She was wide open. Didn't think she'd be that wide open. She went ahead and shot it. 3-point shot good. 19-12. Western in the front court. 5 seconds on the game clock. Outside the arc, shot on the way. Chloe Hunt rims out. Rebound, Ella Hickok. the clock will expire. One quarter in the book, we'll mention Hamilton Heights at the end of one. 19, Western, 12. We'll also mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, right on 19, Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. The first buzzer sounds, second buzzer. Play second quarter action. Alternate possession arrow gives it back to Western. No tie-ups in the first quarter. Opening tip went to Hamilton Heights. Ball's brought in, 31. That's Lauren Bradley. Gets it in to Mackenzie York. Back to Bradley. Behind the arc, he's got to pass it down low. It's tipped by Cameron Rudder. Picked off by Ella Hickok. Hickok in the front court. Hadley Cherry straight away to give the ball back to Hickok. On the dribble, working behind the arc. Katie Roten works it right side. Katie Brown back out top. Cameron Rudder working against her is Chloe Hunt. They're working cross-court skip pass to the opposite corner. Katie Brown picked up by McKenna Smith. Back out top of the basketball. Working it between the legs right there. Cameron Rudder works to the opposite corner. Touches the hands. Katie Brown. Now Katie Roten. Now back to Katie Brown. Brown on the dribble. Again guarding her. McKenna Smith. McKenna Smith, 5'9". She's a junior. Out top of the basketball, they'll reset it from the center circle. Ella Hickok picking up a screen from Hadley Cherry. On the dribble, she'll cross over into paint. Outside the arc, 3-point shot on the way, rims out. Wouldn't go. Hadley Cherry couldn't get the three. Saving the basketball from one out of bounds, which Cameron Rudder saves it into the hands of a Western Panther. She goes the distance off the glass, wouldn't go. That was Lauren Bradley with the shot. Ball goes out of bounds. It's last touch by Western. Lady Hutchie's going to bring it 84 feet. 6:50 on the second quarter clock. 19-12. Lady Hutchie by 7. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace. Going to dribble right. Ella Hickok. She'll bounce pass right side. Kaylee Roten to Katie Brown the corner. Back to Kaylee Roten. It was not a good pass. It was a bounce pass. Hard to handle. Picked up by Western. Picked up there by Lauren Bradley, 31. They'll work the ball back. Chloe Hunt back to Bradley around the perimeter. 3-point shot on the way. That was 13, Mackenzie York. Rebound Western. Credit to putback, 42. McKenna Smith for two. 19-14. We're going to see Cassidy Schaefel back in the game here in a moment. Going to work it right side behind the arc. Katie Brown. She'll dribble out top. Cameron Rudder. She'll dribble in. She'll take a jump stop in the paint. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound there, number 42, McKenna Smith. She'll pass off in the paint. Shot would go. Stripped right there by Ella Hickok. Lady Hussey's come up with it. Going the lane right there with 13, Mackenzie York. From the backcourt, ball brought in. Across the sideline, Ella Hickok. Left side, Katie Brown. Takes a 3-point shot, wouldn't go. Rebound the other way, Mackenzie York. She'll go off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. But she'll go to the foul stripe. And she'll shoot twice. They're going to whistle this foul on two, Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok going to pick up her second foul in the ballgame. Mackenzie York at the stripe, she's shooting 58%. I have 16 game stats. They have played 17. First shot on the way and good. Back in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies. Cassidy Schaefel. Taking a breather is Katie Brown. Back in the ballgame for Western is Carolyn Long. She's back in the ballgame. Taking a breather is 22, Kaylee Turner. Second shot on the way. Mackenzie York rimmed out. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Cassidy Schaefel. She'll get it to Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok across the timeline at a trot pace. Working against her is Chloe Hunt. Pass it back out top, Cameron Rudder. She'll use a screen from Hadley Cherry. She'll dribble in, she'll go baseline. Chadwin go. No foul called. A lot of friction there. No foul. This is a varsity game. So 5:08 on the game clock. Elbow left side. 2-point shot. Wouldn't go. That was 33. Carolyn Long. Ball caroms out of bounds. Last touch by Weston. Good effort in the corner trying to save it. 12, Chloe Hunt. What an effort. Lady Husky going to bring it in from the side court, deep in the back court. Brought in by Cameron Lund. Ella Hickok crossing the timeline. She'll pass behind the arc, right side. Taylor Roten. Back out top, Cameron Runner works at left side. Shot in the air. Ella Hickok has three 3-point bombs there in the first half. We got 4:40 left to go in the first half. 22-15, Lady Huskies by 7. Going to work it out top of the basketball. They work at left side, Lauren Bradley. Lauren Bradley going to work it back right side. Mackenzie York, where's number 13? She'll work it down low. Try to get it to Mackenzie Smith, and it's intercepted by Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok tries to make a good pass to Cameron Runner, and she throws the ball away herself. She's that close. Probably not available pass there. They'll work it down in the paint. Shot would go. Cody Hunt. Rebound, Hamilton Heights. Outlet to the front court. Ella Hickok. Difficult pass to handle. Cassidy Schakel handles it. Kicks it back outside. Got it to Kaylee Roten. And Roten for three. Lady Huskies on fire from behind the arc here in the first half. 25-15. 3:45 left here in the second quarter. Working it around the perimeter. Right side behind the arc, Mackenzie York pass it off, going to go baseline off the glass. 2-point bucket, number 12, Chloe Hunt. She does lead the team in average with 13.2. In the front court, Ella Hickok. 3:22 on the game clock. On the dribble, working against her right there, number 12, Chloe Hunt. Works to right side, Cameron Runner. To slow the ball up just a little bit. Crossing over, working against her is Mackenzie York. So working to the corner, Cassidy Schakel. She'll pass off Ella Hickok. She'll dribble the paint. Kick it outside the arc. Cassidy Cherry going to dribble it back out. Going to reset the offense. 2:56 left here in the second quarter. Stationary dribble. Cassidy Cherry holding the basketball pretty much. She's going to come out and be played now by 33, Carolyn Long. She'll hand off Ella Hickok on the dribble. Western Panthers going to check back in with 22, Kaylee Turner, here in a moment. Shot outside the arc. It's a 2-point shot good. Cassidy Schakel. Schakel leads the team with 50%. I should say runner is 55. Schakel, 50%. Shooter from 2-point land. Going to say he's went baseline in Western Panthers. Touch the baseline and going to be out of bounds. Going to give the ball back to the Lady Huskies. Taking a breather for the Western Panthers. Carolyn Long back in the ballgame. 22, Kaylee Turner. Kaylee Turner, 5'8 junior. Lady Huskies crossing the timeline. Ella Hickok bounces her right side behind the arc. Kaylee Rote. She'll work it in. Cameron Runner, she'll bring the ball back out. She'll reset the offense. She's got to go baseline now. Working against her, Mackenzie York. Back out top, Abby Cherry. She'll get back to Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner and Mackenzie York working at it. Well, baseline. They're going to call an offensive foul. They're going to call Cameron Runner for a bit of a push-off. Cameron Runner was not even going to go baseline. She was going to pass it back out. They're going to catch her for extending that right arm. So Cameron Runner has two in the ballgame. I take that back. Yes, Cameron Runner had two, team foul number 5, 2 thus far here in the first half on Western. 27-17, Lady Huskies by 10, balls out top, McKenna Smith, she'll bounce it, back around Mackenzie York, touches the hands, Lauren Bradley on baseline there, she'll pick up the basketball, working at McKenna Smith, they'll bounce it down low, she'll be picked off, intercepted on the bounce by Ella Hickok. She'll work it out top. Hadley Cherry. Stationary. She's got a dribble. She'll dribble left. She'll pass it. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner out top. She'll work it left side. Ella Hickok. She'll bring it back out top. On the dribble, she'll cross over in the paint. Outside the arc. Hadley Cherry. Cross court pass, long 3-point shot, rims out, would go Cameron Runner. That was the WNBA range, not quite NBA range. Outside arc would go 27-17, back pedal dribble. Going to hold the ball deep in the front court. Stationary dribble, 13, Mackenzie York. 40 seconds left. Should give the ball up down the center circle. That's 31, Lauren Bradley, show dribble. She'll work it left side, Mackenzie York, 13. 25 seconds, Lauren Bradley again with the basketball. She'll work it right side, Chloe Hunt. Back outside, they're working back around. 17 seconds left, cross court pass to Chloe Hunt. They'll work it in there, McKenna Smith. They'll bounce it outside the arc. Mackenzie York on the dribble. 7 seconds, she'll dribble in the paint. Off the glass, shot going to go, rebound, picked up, Chloe Hunt. Chloe Hunt got the putback, 2-point bucket for Chloe. We'll go to halftime. Halftime score, Hamilton Heights 27, Western 19, 10-minute intermission. And Huskies to their locker room, Western to their locker room. We take a 10-minute intermission. I will remind you, this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers, that's in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater. They're located at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Again, their number is 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, they're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. On Saturday, they're open 9:30 to 2. This ball game is also in part being brought to you by RE/MAX A New Realty. RE/MAX A New Realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Tipton, Indiana? Visit RE/MAX A New Realty and connect with the real estate expert today. RE/MAX A New Realty in Tipton, Indiana is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX A New Realty, located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. And dial them up at 765-675-3100. Again, 765-675-3100. That's RE/MAX A New Realty in Tipton. This game is also in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies. You can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if only to browse around. They're located at 1720 South Penn Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques, fast turnaround. Prices are low, so low you may want to be a repeat customer. That's Noblesville Trophies, located at 1720 South Penn Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can dial them up at 317-773-7391. Again, that's 317-773-7391. Online, it's NoblesvilleTrophies.com. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto, Arcadia, Indiana. That AGM, that stands for a good mechanic. And if you're looking for that good mechanic, Look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. They also restore classic cars and trucks. They're reaching out to the state of Indiana. If you have a car or a truck you need redone, restored, they're the place to get it done. You can call them at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. You can check them out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. To find them, take Howard Street. That's Howard Avenue, west off of State Road 19, right there in Arcadia. And they are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. Again, we'll mention that bringing this game to you is Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. They're located at 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana, 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. They're authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals, one-way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with lift gates. And yes, a lift gate can sure come in handy. Full line of moving supplies, locally owned and operated since 1998. That's Dirk. You'll find Dirk, he's on site daily. His hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. 412 left on the pregame. And I have written down here this Class 3A coaches poll. It was tabulated just yesterday, actually. January 9th, this girls basketball, top 14, Class 3A. We'll mention at number one, Twin Lakes Lady Indians. They're 18-0. They've been number one pretty much all season long. Tonight, they are at 10-5, Culver Academy. At number two, this week in the state of Indiana, Indian Creek Lady Braves. They're also 18 wins, no losses. At number three, Evansville Memorial. They are the Lady Tigers. They're 16-0. At number four, they're from Class 3A, Sectional 24. It's going to happen at Hamilton Heights. Number four, that's Jay County. Jay County Lady Patriots. Currently 15-1. That one loss came to Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights got them in an overtime game, a one-point win. I believe it's 45-44. At number five, there are two teams tied at number five. Corydon Central Lady Panthers, 16-2. Norwell Lady Knights, 14-3. At number seven, Fairfield, the Fairfield Lady Falcons, 14-2. At number eight, West Lafayette, Lady Red Devils, they're 13-4. At number nine, it's Mishawaka Marion, the Lady Knights, 13-5. At number 10, Northwestern, the Lady Tigers, are 12-3. At number 11, Class 3A, Sectional 24, the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. At number 11, they are 12-3. Number 12, at Belmont Lady Braves. The Belmont Lady Braves are 14-2. At number 13, it's Danville, the Lady Warriors, 15-3. And at number 14, it's Gibson Southern, Lady Titans, 14-3. I have been to Gibson Southern. That's quite a drive. Went down there to see who the Hamilton Heights Huskies were going to play as Lucas Oil in that one final game that they got to play in. That was a championship game versus Chittard. Went down there and watched Chittard beat Gibson Southern. I got there a couple of hours before the game, and I got to admit, they got Bermuda grass there, but I got to admit, the fans, they were packed. The fans were packed in the stands 2 hours before kickoff, and they were pretty proud of Gibson Southern. But I will say, Chittard handled them pretty good. Chittard had a couple of pick sixes in the first quarter. That was pretty remarkable. So Hamilton Heights got to play Chittard. Lucas Oil. That was 2012, I believe it was. Well, don't quote me, but Coach Mick Street ran a good ship, coached the Huskies very well. I always admired his work. So 32 seconds left, they're counting down, getting ready for second half here at Western High School. Lady Huskies getting a chalk talk on the bench. Western Lady Panthers doing just the same. And the clock rolling down, 15 seconds. They missed that buzzer. It's all right. Guys keeping the clock, keeping the scoreboards, having conversation with the Western Panthers. He's done a great job. I say, well, he's got this scoreboard, a score mechanism that's just like we used to have years ago at Hamilton Heights, and they've gone to the little bit more difficult to run variety. So here it goes. Going to be inbound. Hamilton Heights, alternate possession, second half. Brought in Ella Hitchcock. And pick up a screen from Kennedy Roten. She'll dribble around right side outside the arc. Back out top, Cameron Runner. She'll dribble into paint. Back out top, she'll get to Ella Hitchcock. Back to Kaylee Roten. Roten being guarded there by 22. Kaylee Turner. Ball goes down low. Picked off. Loose ball intercepted. Going the other direction. Western Panthers, Mackenzie York. Mackenzie York going to take a three. Left side, wouldn't go. Rebound, Western. Put back is good. Credit the bucket, 42, McKenna Smith. McKenna Smith shooting 47% from two-point land. She's now 44 for 93. 27-21, six-point ball game. Lady Huskies in the front court with the lead. Outside the arc, Kaylee Roten. Long three-point shot, wouldn't go. Rebound out of there, picked up on the run. That's 13, Mackenzie York. This outside the paint. Shot wouldn't go. That was Mackenzie York. Rebound putback is good. Credit the bucket, Chloe Hunt. Chloe Hunt shooting 48% two-point land. On the dribble, baseline, Cameron Leonard a little bit far into the bucket. Couldn't get the shot to go. Ball goes out of bounds. Will be the last touch by Cassidy Schakel. Ball's going to be brought in right of the scores bench. Going to be brought in right there. Mackenzie York gets it into Chloe Hunt across the timeline. 27-23. Lady Huskies by four on the dribble. McKenna Smith. She'll go the corner with it. Going to go drive baseline off the glass. Two-point bucket. She's athletic. That's number 12, Chloe Hunt. 5'7" junior. Ball's in the front court. Ella Hickok. On the dribble, we're going to get her, Chloe Hunt. She'll bounce it behind the arc, Cassidy Schakel. Back to Cameron Runner straight away, stationary dribble. She'll pick up a screen from Hadley, won't use it. She'll go left side, off the glass, off in the paint there. Couldn't get the shot to go back the other direction, Chloe Hunt. Going to dribble in to work it down low. Ball's loose, going to be picked up by Kaylee Roten. In the backcourt, Lady Husky's going to push it to the front court, Ella Hickok. 27-25, Lady Huskies by two. Crossover dribble, Ella Hickok. Reverse layup, wouldn't go. Rebound, 33, Kara Mamong. Feed back to Chloe Hunt, she'll dribble the lane. Tipped out of there, going to be a steal. Steal from Hadley Cherry, tips it out, picked up by Ella Hickok. In the front court now, Cameron Runner on the dribble. Working against her, Mackenzie York. Back pedal dribble near the center circle. Cameron Runner. Going to try to use a screen there, Schakel. She'll pass it left side. She'll bring it back behind the arc. Kaylee Roten. Back to Ella Hitchcock. One dribble. Back to Roten. To the corner, Hadley Cherry. Now back to Roten. Well behind the arc. Picked up there by Kaylee Turner. They'll go to the right corner near the baseline. Ella Hitchcock. Picked up by Mackenzie York. She'll spin dribble. She'll work it back out top. Hadley Cherry. Take a shot. She'll go in the paint.
Pass it down low. Schakel. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound. Carolyn Long of Western. Western going to have a chance to tie this ball game or go up by one. Outside the paint off the glass. Wouldn't go. Chloe Hunt. Ball's carom. Sitting near the corner. It's going to be saved by Mackenzie York. Ball finally shifts out of bounds. Ella Hickok. Going to be the last protected. Going to be brought in front of the Western bench by Western. Good buzzer. Inbound. They're handing the ball pretty quick to the girl bringing it in. They're not really checking the scores bench for substitution. So they're not going to allow the substitution to happen, but they're not looking at the scores bench for a girl sitting there. But anyway, they're getting paid. They're getting paid to do this. So working it in right there behind the arc. 13, Mackenzie York on the dribble. Working against her, playing a zone. Pick up right there. Cameron Runner back outside. Chloe York, I should say Chloe Hunt, works to the left side of the basketball. Kaylee Turner. Bounce pass back to Hunt. She'll work it down low. Working down there, Carolyn Long. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Cameron Runner. She's going to push it to the front court. She's going to work sidestep. She'll go off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Trying to draw the charge right there. No call. With 22, Kaylee Turner. Back the other direction. Chloe Hunt off the glass. Two-point bucket in a tie ball game at 27. 3:55 left here in the third quarter. They're slowing up in the front court. Ella Hickok with the dribble. Working against her, Chloe Hunt. Right side behind the arc, Cassie Schakel. Touches the hands out top. Hadley Cherry back to Schakel. Down low. She'll take it back out. Cameron Runner. Hadley Cherry, Ella Hickok. She got a dribble threat. Outside the arc, Katie Roten. She'll dribble in. Take to the corner, Cassie Schakel. Hadley Cherry out top. Thought about a three. We pass it back out. Ella Hickok on the dribble. Going to be a blocking foul. We're going to whistle this on Western. Going to be whistled right there. 33, Carolyn Long. She'll pick up her first foul in the ballgame. Katie Brown going to get to check in now on the dead ball. Also checking in for Western, 31, Lauren Bradley. That's the first foul in the ballgame on Carolyn Long. First foul of the second half on either team. 3:18. Huskies in the front court. Passing the right side behind the arc, Katie Brown. But Kenneth Smith kind of got away with a little bump right there. They're working back around. Cameron Runner out top. She'll take a three. That's good. Cameron Runner was left all alone. He popped a three. Huskies in front by three. 30-27. Through the front court. They're working through the corner. Ella Hickok guarding the basketball. That's Chloe Hunt. They're working back around. Hadley Cherry steps in the paint, nearly gets a steal. Ball tipped, goes out of bounds. Could be brought in right side of the Western bench in the Western front court. Could be brought in. 13, Mackenzie York. Working back left side, Kaylee Turner. Shot wouldn't go. They're going to whistle the off-the-ball foul, offensive. Could be whistled on 42, McKenna Smith. Prior to the shot. That's going to be a turnover on Western. 2:40 left here in the third quarter. 30-27. Lady Huskies by three. Outside the arc, Cameron Runner. So use a screen from Hadley Cherry. Outside, Katie Brown on the dribble. Works it back left side. Kaylee Rope. Back outside, Ella Hickok. Now back to Cameron. Ella Hickok setting up a screen. Back pedal dribble. Cameron Runner should work it right side behind the arc. Katie Rope to the corner. Katie Brown. Guarding Katie Brown is McKenna Smith. Back outside, Ella Hickok. Crossover, she'll enter the paint. Kick it back out, Cameron Runner. Spin move to the corner. Ella Hickok going to dribble baseline off the glass. Shot with a go. Rebound, 42. Western, McKenna Smith to the front court on the dribble. Working right there, Mackenzie York. They're working back around. Chloe York, or Chloe Hunt, might have got away the steps. She's going to throw the ball away. Picked up by Katie Roten. Timeout called by Coach Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry going to bail Katie Roten out of a double team just into the front court. Picked up her dribble. Going to be a 60-second timeout called by Coach Keegan Cherry. And we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Fritz and Fishers.com.
Brickton Fishers.com. You can visit them online, or you can visit them on site. They've been in business since 1983. They have great cars, great prices, and great customers. You can dial them up at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Brickton Fishers, 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. The second is Brickton Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road, between Westfield and Noblesville, along State Road 32. You can dial them there at 317-773-2232. That's BrickTenFishers.com. Explore their quality used car inventory brought in by Lady Huskies. Katie wrote back in the backwards slightly to Ella Hickok on the dribble crossing the timeline. She'll work her right side, take up the dribble behind the arc. She'll work it back out. She and Runner. Runner guarding her is Mackenzie York. Back to Katie Brown. Brown being guarded there by McKenna Smith. Ball's loose. In the front court, they're whistle a push. Push going to be whistled on Hamilton Heights. Katie Brown, she'll pick up her first foul in the ballgame. Taking a breather for the Lady Huskies is number 20. Kaylee Roten back in the ballgame. 23, Cassidy Schakel. 122 left, 30-27. Lady Huskies by three. We're in the third quarter at Western High School. The Hoosier Conference East Division matchup. We're going to back out top. Back in the ballgame for Weston, 31, Lauren Bradley. They'll work it down low in the paint. Kaylee Turner, she passed out of there. They'll work it back to Hunt. Chloe Hunt going to work it down low. Ball's loose. So on the surface, they're going to lock it up. It's going to be the first jump ball of the ballgame. That's pretty uncommon. Usually you'll see a lot of jump balls in a girls' game. They're going to get the alternate possession arrow back to Western. They'll bring it in left of the bucket on the baseline. Looking to get it in. They get it in to Lauren Bradley. Bradley dribbles once, cross court of the paint there. McKenna Smith, shot from Mackenzie York, shot and go, rebound. Hamilton Heights. Cameron Runner crosses the sideline, passes it to the corner. Katie Brown, back to Hadley Cherry. Out top to Ella Hickok. Back pedal dribble, she'll reset the offense. 35 seconds left here in the third quarter. 3-point ball game. Gonna be a foul out top. Unnecessary foul. Going to be whistled on Western, 42, McKenna Smith. McKenna Smith, the 5'9 junior, she's going to pick up her third foul in the ballgame. Hadley Cherry going to take a breather. Back in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies is number 20, Kaylee Roten, 30.6 left. She'll pass to the backcourt, Ella Hickok. She'll cross the timeline at a walk pace, 25 seconds left. Ella Hickok deep in the front court near the center line. Working against her is number 12, Chloe Hunt. Crossover. She'll backpedal 15 seconds left. 30-27. Lady Huskies in front with the basketball. 9 seconds left. She's deep in the front court by the center line. On the dribble, she'll dribble it across the lane. She's back in the paint. She'll take it to the corner. Cameron Runner for three. Rimmed off, wouldn't go. Nearly went. Cameron Runner. And they're gonna whistle a foul. Foul's gonna happen on the shot. She's gonna shoot with an empty lane. They're gonna whistle this foul on 13, Mackenzie York. So, Cameron Runner gonna shoot with an empty lane. That sometimes is different. Cameron Runner, 83% free throw shooter. Can you take that red off there? Okay, she's going to shoot a couple more. Cameron Runner started here, 83%, 77 for 93. She's now 79 for 95 on the season. She'll have one more. 32-27. Empty lane doesn't bother her. She got all three of them. She's 80 for 96 on the season. So, 60-second timeout between quarters. We'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes-Bear. Look at this Stokes Bear, enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, 1021 Sheet, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison County since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message. You can reach her at 317-513-4086. 317-513-4086. I tell you what, it was last week, late last week, I got a text message from Brian Bear, that's Lisa's husband, and I found out Bear were on a cruise. They were on a real nice, enchanted cruise for Lisa's 50th birthday. Don't tell her I said that, but Lisa Stokes Bear, now 50. A well-deserved cruise. You know it is. So 8 minutes left, fourth quarter, can be brought in off the possession arrow, give it to Hamilton Heights. Crossing the timeline, that's number two, Ella Hickok. Guarding her, been a good match all evening long, Chloe Hunt. We're going to back out top, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner on the back pedal dribble. Now Chloe Hunt going to guard her out top. Right there in the center circle, going to start the count. Going to take to the corner, Ella Hickok. She'll bring it back out to go into Payne. Take it to the corner, Hadley Cherry. They'll bring it back out top. Cameron Runner, not guarding her, is Mackenzie York. She'll bring it back out. She'll hand off Ella Hickok in the front court. 7:20 left here in the fourth quarter. Lady Huskies on the dribble. Cameron Runner back to Cassie Schakel. She'll get it back to Ella Hickok. Behind her, she'll pass her left side. Hadley Cherry, she'll pass it back out. Reset the offense with Cameron Runner. Near the center circle, she'll work the right side against Chloe Hunt. Back pedal dribble. 7 minutes. 1 minute gone by. Lady Huskies in the front court. They're working back into Payne. Ella Hickok back to Cameron Runner. Now Hadley Cherry deep in the front court. Going to be picked up right there. 22, Kaylee Turner. Back out top, Cameron Runner. Back pedal dribble. Lady Huskies taking some clock right here. It's 33-27. 33-27. Lady Huskies in front with the basketball in the front court. More than 90 seconds so far in the fourth quarter. 33-27. Stationary dribble in the center circle. Ella Hickok going to be guarded by 13, Mackenzie York. And the crowd beginning to chant. Going to cross over. Ella Hickok. Just a screen out top. Cassie Schakel. 6 minutes left. Out top of the basketball, Ella Hickok picks up a screen from Cassie Schakel. Schakel might have got away with an offensive screen. No foul call. It'll be a jump ball. Ball's on the surface. Alternate possession arrow is going to give it back to Western. 5:52 left. Western is going to bring it in from the backcourt. From the side court. Can be brought in by Kaylee Turner. She'll get it into Mackenzie York. And be pressing the backcourt. Cameron Runner will pass it cross court right there across the timeline. Lauren Bradley on the dribble. Going to be a reach in. They're going to whistle this foul on two. Ella Hickok. Ball was loose. She reached for it. Going to get called for the foul. Double check there. They got that on. Yeah, two. She's got three. Ella Hickok with three in the ballgame. Team foul number two, second half. Four thus far on Western here in the second half. Out top, McKenna Smith works it back right side. Mackenzie York on the dribble. Cross court pass, Chloe. Chloe Hunt going to take a jumper. Good. About a 14-footer. Chloe Hunt, a nice shooter, a very nice touch. 2 points for Chloe. 33-29. Lady Huskies by four. Ball's in the front court. Cameron Runner works the left side. Ella Hickok. 5:02. Fourth quarter game clock. Lady Huskies out top. They'll pass it right side behind the arc. Hadley Cherry back to Cameron Runner. She'll cross over. She'll bring the ball back out. Working against her is Mackenzie York. Space right there. She'll get the count. Cameron Leonard dribbles away from it. Abby Cherry back to Cameron Leonard. Mackenzie York playing defense. She's going to dribble in. Going to go off the glass. And it's all double dribble. So they called double dribble. I heard it from the audience first. Then the official called the double dribble. Coach Keegan Cherry not quite in agreement with that call. 33-29 brought in from the backcourt on the dribble. Mackenzie York gets it back to Lauren Bradley. Back to Mackenzie. Cross-court pass. Held an ill-advised lengthy pass to the front court. McKenna Smith. Hadley Cherry steps in, gets the interception, and Hadley's fouled by McKenna Smith on the play. McKenna Smith's going to pick up her fourth foul in the ballgame. Substitution at the scores bench for her. We're going to find out who that is. And it's going to be a foul going the other direction. They're going to whistle a foul on Hamilton Heights. In the ballgame is number 33, Carolyn Long. Carolyn Long back in the ballgame. Caroline Long, there we go. 23 with the foul. Shakel, she has one. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. Weston, over behind the arc, we're working down low. Turner, turnaround jumper, got the bucket. Right at the bucket, Kaylee Turner in the paint. 33-31. Hamilton Heights by two. Hadley Cherry going to bring it across the timeline. Working against her is Kaylee Turner. Going to be a hand check foul. They're going to whistle this on Kaylee Turner. Kaylee Turner going to pick up the foul. She's going to pick up her second foul in the ballgame. Back in the ballgame for Western. She's got four fouls. That's 42. McKenna Smith. Taking a breather, it's 33, Caroline Long for Western. 3:50 on the game clock. Across the timeline at a trot pace, Ella Hitchcock. Pass it right side behind the arc, pass to Shakel. To go in for the shot off the glass, shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Lauren Bradley for Western. Crossing the timeline on the dribble is number 12, Chloe Hunt. Behind the arc, we're going to turn her back out top to Bradley. Now right side, Mackenzie York on the dribble in the center circle. She'll work her right side, Lauren Bradley. She got the triple threat. She'll pass it back out top. Kaylee Turner on the dribble. Outside the arc, she'll pass it to the corner near the baseline. Mackenzie York back to Chloe Hunt. Chloe Hunt, you got to cover her up. She can shoot from the corner baseline on the dribble. Mackenzie York. So we're going back to Turner. Opposite skip pass. It's going to be a jump ball. Chloe Hunt caught that in such a manner. The ball was there, and Ella Hitchcock ties it up. Jump ball. It's going to be a 60-second timeout called. And possession is going to be Hamilton Heights when we come back. We'll mention this game is also in parts being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street. It's right there off of State Road 19 on the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. There are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. 4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. First buzzer sounds. Both teams out on the floor. Going to be brought in three-quarter court. Going to belong to Hamilton Heights. Alternate possession arrow. Going to be brought in by Cameron Runner. Bounce pass. Ella Hitchcock. 3 minutes left. She'll cross the timeline at a walk pace. Ella Hitchcock working against her is Chloe Hunt. That's number 12 for Western on the dribble. Ella Hitchcock works the left side deep in the front court. Now straight away, Cameron Runner on the dribble working against her, Mackenzie York. Bounce pass to the baseline. Cassie Shakel goes in. Ball rims around and falls off.
no good, and go back the other direction. Two-point ball game, Western, down by two in their own front court. On the dribble out top, 13, Mackenzie York. Going to work a baseline. Chloe Hunt, cut off right there, Hadley Cherry. She's going to step on the side to her baseline. Hadley Cherry, without a foul, going to force her out of bounds. She's going to step on the baseline, get the ball back to Hamilton Heights. Coming out of the ball game, taking a breather. It's 23, Cassidy Schakel. Back in the ball game for the Lady Huskies. Number three, Katie Brown. Working the dribble right there. Going to bring it back out. Cameron Runner. Double team. She's going to pass out there. She's going to throw the ball away. Picked up by McKenna Smith. Back the other way. And it's picked off again. Intercepted by number two, Ella Hickok. Lady Huskies cross the timeline. Cameron Runner on the dribble. She'll dribble in the paint. She'll take a layup. Two-point layup for Cameron Runner. They elect not to foul her. 35-31, a four-point lead for Hamilton Heights. 1:38 on the game clock. In the paint, Turner lost the handle, saving the basketball. McKenna Smith right into the hands of Ella Hickok. Hickok to the front court. There's going to be a foul whistled on 31. Lauren Bradley going to put Hamilton Heights at the stripe, shooting the bonus. Lauren Bradley going to pick up the foul. She'll pick up her first foul in the ballgame. Back in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies, 23, Cassidy Schakel. Back in the ballgame for Western, Caroline Long was number 33. They're one in bonus for Ella Hickok. She's a 72% free throw shooter. First shot up, rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound, McKenna Smith. We get it back to Chloe Hunt, crossing the timeline. Four-point ballgame. Outside the arc, shot off the mark, Mackenzie York. Rebound, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going to get fouled in the backcourt. Mackenzie York going to commit the foul. Going to put Hamilton Heights. Cameron Runner at the free throw line. She'll shoot the one and bonus. 1:16 left. Fourth quarter. 35-31. Lady Huskies by four. Cameron Runner going to shoot the bonus. First shot rims off, wouldn't go, got her own rebound. She'll bring it back and reset the offense. It caroms hard. Western, slow off the mark. Bring it back deep in the front court, Cameron Runner. She'll dribble in, she'll draw a foul. She'll go back to the strike, she'll shoot the one and one again. And a whistle of foul on 33, Caroline Long. Caroline Long has two. Team foul number nine. This will be the last one and one for the Huskies. Cameron Runner will shoot the bonus. Her shot up and good. Cameron Runner, she'll get one more. 81 for 97. 81 for 98. Got both of them. 37-31, a six-point ball game. To the front court, Chloe Hunt. Tried to nail that jump stop and drug the pivot foot. Going to give the ball back to the Lady Huskies. Number three, Katie Brown back in the ballgame. 23, Cassidy Schakel taking a breather. A little bit of an offense-defense substitution for Coach Keegan Cherry. Crossing the sideline, Ella Hickok. Gives it to Cameron Runner. Out top on the dribble. She'll work it back to Ella Hickok. She'll dribble in. Pass it back out to Kaylee Roten. Back to Cameron out top. Going to be a foul committed. And number 12, Chloe Hunt, going to commit the foul. And she'll absorb a shot to the face as Cameron tried to make a pass after the whistle. It's all incidental. We'll hope Chloe Hunt might have bit her lip or bit her tongue. We'll hope she just gets back in the game, put some gauze in her mouth, and let her play. She's a special player for Western. Put some gauze in her mouth. 46.3. First shot rims around is good. Double bonus for Hamilton Heights. 38-37. Second shot rims in, goes in. Got both of them. 39-31. 43 seconds left. Pass to the front court, McKenna Smith. She'll dribble in. Going to lose the handle. Stolen right there by Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going to dribble off her own foot. Goes out of bounds.
We're seeing the ballgame. It's going to be number 30, Reese Gibson. Reese Gibson in the ballgame for Western. She's a 5'6 sophomore. Ball's in the backcourt. Mackenzie York, she'll pass it to Gibson. Low pass will be deflected. Picked up by Cameron Runner of the Lady Huskies. She'll pass it across the timeline right there. Ellie Hickok. Cross-court pass. Kaylee Roten back to Cameron. And we're going to elect to foul Cameron once again. Put her on the line. We're going to whistle a foul on 22, Kaylee Turner. Kaylee Turner has three. Double bonus. Cameron Runner going to shoot a couple more. First shot up and good. She hits three in a row with an empty lane at the first quarter break. She's missed one here in the ballgame. Still one. She got both of those. 41-31. Going to be a 60-second timeout called on the floor. We'll mention this game is also in parts being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers, they're in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in. If only to visit. We'll mention Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. Next to the Diana Theater, they're located at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers are open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, Saturday, 9:30 to 2. This ball's going to be brought in from the backcourt, 84 feet away. It'll be brought in by Western. Lauren Bradley is going to trigger the inbound. She'll get it in. 13, Mackenzie York crossing the timeline. 12 seconds left. Behind the arc, Mackenzie York. Out top, Turner. Turner's going to take a three. They're going to whistle an offensive foul. Going to whistle this on 33, Caroline Long. Katie Brown back in the ballgame. Cassie Shakel going to get a medium five from Coach Cherry as she exits the ballgame. The ball's going to be brought in to Ella Hickok. 6 seconds. Do not have to cross the timeline. Good hand clap from the Hamilton Heights faithful. Ball game over. 32 minutes gone by. Final score, Hamilton Heights, 41. Western, 31. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for the Western Lady Panthers. It's going to be Thursday, a couple of days away. They'll play on the 12th. Lewis Cass, Lady Kings, will be right here. It'll be another East Division matchup for the Hoosier Conference and the Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies pick up a game. They replace the Blackbird game with the game they're going to have on Thursday, be the 12th of January, 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. The Greenwood Lady Woodmen will be at Hamilton Heights. Greenwood Lady Woodmen are a Class 4A school. We'll hope you can make it to the game. If you cannot, PutneySports.com will be there. We'll hope you'll tune in. We do thank you for listening. We thank Athletic Director right here at Western. That's Mr. Aaron Hyman for his generosity. He's a great guy, and he works very well with oppositions. We thank you for listening. We thank my wife back home, sound check. She paid attention during the whole game. We didn't drop a signal. That's a good thing. But we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.